PT Indofood's success McMurra's products range from cooking oil to spices, but the heart of its operations is instant noodles and the flour that goes into making them. The company makes a staggering 10 billion packets of noodles a year and commands 80% of the Indonesian domestic noodle market, the world's largest after China. Although market watchers say the company is well run, Indofood has been losing market share to new rivals and is struggling to turn its dominance at home into a springboard for growth. Indofood is one of many companies making the move from Asia's developing economies into the world market. Like many, it's finding the transition tough going. Michael Chambers is the head of research in Jakarta for the investment bank Credit Lyonnais Securities Asia.
It's a very mixed future because they operate in a number of businesses and they appear to be a very well-run operational company with rather limited prospects in the next couple of years.
Much of the problem lies in the company's past. It's controlled by the Salim Group, once the biggest privately owned conglomerate in Indonesia. During the 1980s and 90s, the group benefited enormously from the close relationship between Salim founder Liem Sio Leong and President Suharto. But when President Suharto's economic miracle collapsed under the weight of corruption during the Asian financial crisis of the late 90s, the fall of the Salim Group was nearly as spectacular. Mr. Liem's house was torn apart by a mob, and later, to pay off debts, the group was forced to sell prominent holdings, Bank Central Asia, Indocent, and a string of others. Indofood is the most high-profile of the group's remaining assets in Indonesia. Mr. Liem's son, Anthony Salim, has run Indofood since the middle of the year. Frankie Welerang, the vice president director of Indofood and Mr. Salim's brother-in-law, says they are in the process of changing the management and consolidating the business.
I think if you see, we change everybody. Now all young. We have, I think, directors at 40 years old, managers at 30 years old. We have 15 years to go with the people. Almost all the first generation gone.
The group is considering spinning off its Bogasari flour milling operation and selling some of the stock to pay down Indofood's debt, which at mid-year stood at a little over $1 billion. Under current rules, spinning off Bogasari would incur a tax bill of over $100 million, and the company is negotiating with the government to reduce the bill. But there are other worries too. The company reported a 62% drop in profit in the first half of 2004, mostly the result of the depreciation of the Indonesian rupiah. Almost all Indofood's receipts are in rupiah, but about 60% of its costs are dollar-denominated. Another area of concern is the potential clash between the interests of the Salim Group and other Indofood shareholders. Mr. Chambers says many Asian companies have a bad record of maximizing value for general shareholders.
As with lots of Asian business groups, the concept of making money for shareholders is somewhat alien.
Mr. Welerang says the company is trying to address concerns about its relations with the Salim Group, along with broader worries about the transparency of its operation and finances in general.
In Indofood, everything we try to be clear-cut between what is Indofood, what is Salim. But people still in the dark. It's very, very, very clear. We're very clear. I think all our people are very clear. We are trying to bring and try to communicate these things. It's just not reaching that, maybe.
The recovery of Indofood, like that of Indonesia itself, is a work in progress. Analysts say the signs are encouraging, but that it is still too early to say if the company or the country is firmly on the right track. Tim Johnston, VOA News, Jakarta.